This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 5th September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear night across Israel, with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and a slightly cooler breeze in Jerusalem. A good evening to be outdoors if you're nearby. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports, just in that Lebanon, says at least 3 people have died and over 20 were injured in Israeli strikes. This follows a Hezbollah drone attack. Also, the Jerusalem Post informs us that the IDF has struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon after intercepting a drone earlier today. Also this hour, Walla reports interceptions over Jordan, with Iranian media claiming missiles were launched from areas south of Isfahan. Separately, JNS highlights that the EU Parliament has blocked a proposal to fund Iran's reconstruction in its 2027 budget. And finally, I-24 News reveals that Iran is increasingly confident in its military strength, possibly considering a major escalation. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 posted earlier that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions on Iran threaten international law. Gideon Sa'ar, an Israeli politician, announced earlier today that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat following anti-Israel actions by the Dutch government. Belaz News reports that, with the approval of Prime Minister Netanyahu, Dutch diplomats have been ordered to leave Israel within a week after the Dutch parliament banned trade in certain Israeli products. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. Israeli strikes on Lebanon resulted in multiple casualties following a Hezbollah drone attack. This attack did not injure any Israeli troops, but it has escalated tensions in the region. The situation remains volatile, affecting civilians and regional stability. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF's response involved targeting Hezbollah positions after they intercepted a drone approaching Israeli soldiers. This incident underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces on its northern border. The military remains on high alert. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Iranian media claimed missiles were launched from areas south of Isfahan. The targets were not specified, but this activity heightens the tension in the region. Such developments are closely watched by international observers. On the diplomatic front, JNS reports the EU Parliament's decision to block funding for Iran's reconstruction as part of its 2027 budget. This move signals the EU's cautious stance on Iran, reflecting broader geopolitical concerns. Finally, I-24 News highlights Iran's growing military confidence. This may lead to a significant escalation, which could have far-reaching implications for regional security and diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Catch has raised $5 million in seed funding. The company aims to use AI agents to handle executive administrative tasks, offering solutions that don't require learning new software. Separately, Globes notes that Intel is closing its AI lab in Israel. The lab was focused on agentic and inference optimization, signaling a shift in Intel's research priorities. And finally, Ynet Business reveals a surge in Tel Aviv Stock Exchange trading, with foreign investors significantly increasing their activity. This influx highlights growing international interest in the Israeli market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.